Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Luther reminds us that when we meditate on the sufferings of Christ, rightly, we do so not by becoming angry at the Jews or indignant at Judas, but instead, Luther says, we reflect on our Lord's passion rightly when we look at it in such a way that we are frightened at heart, and our conscience at once sinks into despair. It is in that light that we ponder today's reading from the Passion History according to Mark. Peter weaves in and out of the story. In the episode that we heard yesterday, Peter was bold, self-assured, and confident, pledging with every ounce of his being, even though they all fall away, I will not. If I must die with you, so be it. I will not deny you. Peter was making a promise that he could not keep. He would not be capable even of fighting off the sleep, of staying awake in Gethsemane while his Lord wrestled with God's will and his destiny in prayer. There is the arrest and the procession to the palace of the high priest. Peter follows, but from a distance. And he takes his place in the courtyard as his Lord is interrogated. Witnesses are summoned as the council seeks evidence for a death sentence. The testimonies do not agree. We heard him say, I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and in 3 days build another one not made with hands. Their hermeneutic is impeccable. Jesus is a blasphemer, deserving death according to the law. Jesus is silent. He will not defend himself in the face of these twisted accusations. It is only when the high priest puts the question to him, are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed, that Jesus speaks. He confesses, I am. You will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power, coming with the clouds of heaven. Enough said. Case closed. No more witnesses need testify. Blasphemy established. And all this happens as Peter warms himself by a fire outside. Peter the rock crumbles. He is pulverized by the simple words of a servant girl. This man is one of them. Nameless citizens of Jerusalem had been eager to indulge in breaking the eighth commandment, telling lies about Jesus, betraying him, slandering him, and hurting his reputation before the high priest. But not Peter. Yes, Peter. Not in the presence of an awesome high priest, but instead in the presence of a lowly domestic servant. Peter, the confessor, denies his Lord not once but three times. Peter, who had confessed, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God," now denies knowing this man. The rooster crows twice, and Peter breaks down in grief. In South Africa, many of the Reformed church buildings have a rooster perched on top of the steeple, a reminder that repentance is to be preached. Luther observes that after the consciences of Adam and Eve had been convicted by the law, the noise of a rustling leaf would have brought them to terror. For Peter, it was not the crackling of a dry leaf, but the crowing of a rooster. And there is warning here also for us. Christ is easy to confess in the confines of a seminary campus where you have the support of peers and professors. But out there in the courtyards of the world, where your convictions are strange, distasteful, foreign, not so easy. A retreat into silence is more comfortable. The impulse to avoid confrontation and intimidation is powerful. There, the instinct to protect yourself from embarrassment, ridicule, and rejection can just as easily overcome you as they did Peter. Our only hope is in Peter's Lord. Peter fades out of the picture for the moment at least. Jesus is delivered to Pilate. In contrast to the high priest who was eager to pin charges of blasphemy on Jesus, Pilate seeks a way to release him. Perhaps the crowds would favor the release of Jesus over the bloodthirsty murderer Barabbas. But the crowds, they will not have it. They cry all the more that Jesus be crucified. Pilate consents. And so Jesus goes to his cross, the righteous for the unrighteous, the one who is the truth for those who deny the truth, the one who the book of Revelation calls the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, the ruler of the kings of the earth, goes to Calvary for the high priest, the council, the elders, the lying witnesses, for Pilate, for Peter, and for you. Listen to the words of the apostle Paul to Timothy. The saying is sure: if we have died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting.